Lying is something that is committed commonly today. It's an unfortunate thing because as Muslims, we've been told to avoid lying at all costs, meaning the narrations even state that you shouldn't lie in jest. Even when joking with people, you shouldn't lie. But what's happened that today we feel that we won't gain blessings, we won't gain success without lying? Where has this mentality come from? A Muslim is he who avoids lying. It's not he who lies just to obtain some short-lived bounty or blessing. For example, people who do trade, who involve themselves in business, they've got two options. One, earn the halal way, avoid lying, and inshallah Allah will place blessings in your profit. The second way, they think that they will lie, they will amass a great fortune in a small amount of time, and then they believe they will reap the rewards when they spend that money, when they live in luxury, when they buy their cars, their houses. So most people, if given the two choices, may be tempted to go for the second option. It's quick money, and people are commonly heard to say, if you don't lie, you can't survive nowadays. Ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah. But remember, the first person who earns maybe a little, but it's pure, it's halal, he doesn't lie, Allah will grant him more because of that. Allah will grant him, inshallah, more opportunities because of that. More doors will open for him and he will face less tension, Allah willing. The second person, he may earn more in a short amount of time. But then, there'll be reoccurring problems. Someone may fall ill. The car may end up having a crash. You need to spend on a new car. Something at home may go wrong. The property may be damaged. So eventually you end up spending that money that you earned. And there's no blessings in that. So that was just one example. In the workplace, there are examples of lying. People don't come in for many days and they say, I was sick. The real reason for that was they just wanted to chill with their friends for a few days. They had booked a holiday, for example, or they had booked a hotel somewhere. So these are things that we have to avoid. Lying is not liked by Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And lying just to get out of a situation, what's going to happen there? You'll find another situation you're stuck in. You'll have to lie again. And again, this is a vicious cycle. You're going to have to continually lie. Whereas believers are not those who depend on lying. They know that there is salvation in telling the truth. The narrations mention that truthfulness will lead a person to paradise, whereas lying will lead a person to hell. So it's up to us what approach we adopt. So it's a humble request. Don't lie yourself.